Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That would be Herb Weisbaum, a.k.a. The Consumer Man, contributing editor at chickbook.org and host of their Consumerpedia. Yeah, Consumerpedia podcast. I like that, Herb. Consumerpedia.
Thank you.
That's a good Consumerpedia podcast. Say it real fast about 12 times.
I do it every day. Well, you know the old joke about how you become a disc jockey, right, Mr. Records Landecker?
I'm afraid to ask. What is it?
They send you to disc jockey school, and you put a whole bunch of marbles in your mouth, and to speak clearly, every time you enunciate properly, they take a marble out, and by the time you lost all your marbles, you can be a rock and roll disc jockey.
You know what? I have not heard that, but I skipped everything. Help. I just went right from losing the marbles, not having any marbles. That's where I started.
You arrived marbleless. Okay.
I did. So, Herb, I saw a couple of things that you put together as the Consumer Man, a.k.a. the Consumer Man. We're going to take a break in about 2 minutes. So let's just do a quick overview. Well, let's start with... You know, let's start with the seniors. We love our seniors. We love our supermarkets. But sometimes when the digital age advances and your chronological age advances with it, they don't necessarily connect, right? So we have seniors that are, they want to get these digital offers and discounts from supermarkets, yet they are technically challenged.
And it's not just seniors. I mean, there are a lot of people in this country who do not have internet access and do not have smartphones, which is what you need to get these digital-only coupons that I wrote this story about. Mm. You've probably seen them in the supermarket. They're big and bold in the Sunday circular or the whatever the circular is, the Wednesday circular, and it says digital only. They've got these great prices. They can be usually 50 cents to a buck, but in some cases I've seen them $2 or $3 off. But the only way you can get them is it's not good enough just to have the membership card anymore, which all you need to do is give your phone number. You have to either have internet access or a smartphone that puts the app on your phone so you can download these coupons into your account. And if you don't do that, you'll see the big sticker on the shelf that says what a great price it is, and you're not going to get that price because you don't have it loaded into your account. And that was what this whole story we did. ConsumerWorld.org, a great consumer advocacy website, looked at circulars from more than 50 supermarkets across the country, including the big guys, and found that they're all doing it. Two-thirds of them advertise digital-only discounts that folks who don't have internet access or a smartphone cannot take advantage of. We feel there's something wrong with that.
Yeah, we're going to take a break here in about 30 seconds, but I want to get back just to one of the items in this article that you're referring to. It's a statistic that based on age, 39% of those 65 and older don't own a smartphone, and 25% don't use the internet. Well, what are we going to do about that? We'll talk about that and more with Herb when we come back on 720 WGN. WGN, 18 minutes after 7 with John Landecker, in the midst of conversations about consumer issues with Herb Weisbaum, a.k.a. The Consumer Man, consulting editor, checkbook.org, host of the new Consumerpedia podcast. So, Herb, we were talking about seniors being digitally challenged and supermarkets offering digital discounts. And I also know that there's an article here about protecting your kids from identity theft. I just want to see if we can get it all in here in the next 11 minutes. You know, the this digital dilemma with senior citizens, part of it I'm very passionate about, although we never really do anything on the show about it, and that is the that everyone in the United States, heck, for that matter, the world, should, in my opinion, have access to the internet. And not just access to the internet, but access to high-speed internet, because that's the playing field. If anybody wants to play the human game, that's where it's going to be played. Now, having said that, you know, I think there's sort of a responsibility on the part of the consumer to keep up, honestly. I mean, I'm as old as anybody we're talking about.
Well, you shouldn't have to spend money for internet access or a smartphone in order to access bargains at the supermarket. That's my take on it. I mean, okay, I understand what you're saying.
But there's only a certain amount of ways that you can do things anymore.
Yeah, but they're still advertising them in the newspaper. It's not like they're stopping newspaper coupons and we switch to digital coupons. These are advertised in the newspaper. You just can't clip them, and so you can't access them unless you have the technology. The other thing is what this is doing is they're letting them collect a lot more information on us. It's not enough now just to have our phone number. They're hooked up to the apps, so they're doing the tracking and that thing. But the other point is some supermarkets, you have to acknowledge that you have a significant customer base. And again, it's not just seniors. It's a lot of lower income people who are the digitally challenged people who just can't use a smartphone, don't have afford a smartphone or internet access. There are these called clip and click coupons that some supermarkets are using. And that's a really good way around this while we're doing the changeover instead of creating a digital divide that gives you the clip or click coupons. Albertsons, which also in Safeway and Giant Food make that possible. Either clip it off and take it into the store and they scan the code, or you scan the code yourself, but you don't have to have technology in order to access these deals. I mean, it's a store it was bad enough that you don't get the deals unless you're a member only. Now you have to be a member only and have the technology and take the time to load the stuff into your phone or whatever before you head to the store. You know, a skeptic in the article said, I wonder if it's a point that they're trying to make it a little more difficult to actually save money and just making it think you're saving money. That's what the skeptic said. That's an interesting concept, isn't it?
Yes, and what you said makes perfect sense. Wouldn't it be in the interest of all of these supermarket companies to do things that make it easy for their customers to obtain their products, regardless of their age?
Yeah. In this story, I talked to two consumers who were very upset. They responded to the story that originally broke on consumerworld.org. And one, George, said he felt like a second-class citizen, and he felt he was discriminated against. And Susie said, how many seniors see that big low price in red, because they always put the digital price in red, and then get up to the register and assume because they have the card, when they swipe the card or put their phone number in, they're getting the discount. But they aren't. I'm afraid there are a significant number of people who may be in that situation, I just want to make everybody aware of that.
I think that's absolutely right. And, you know, I think if the supermarket wants to, I may be totally wrong, that they should be able to do what they want. Like, how many times, this has happened to me numerous times, not just at supermarkets, but other places. It depends, I guess, on the mindset of the cashier or clerk, where you're going to check out and they go, say, are you a member of the such and such a club? And I go, no. And they said, oh, that's okay. And they whip out a club card and apply it to my purchase, even though I'm not technically enrolled. So they have the power to do that.
And it's also based on corporate policy. I contacted a couple of big supermarket chains, including Kroger, which did not respond to me, but Albertsons, which is Albertsons, Safeway, and a number of other chains in your area as well as ours, said that if you are a digitally challenged person, just take the coupon to the clerk and they'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. We tried it undercover. It did work. Other stores, made some calls around. They said, we're not really sure. So that's a catch-as-catch-can kind of thing. You shouldn't have to rely on whether the cashier's having a good day or work around. It should be like, it's a coupon. If you want to give me the deal, dang it, give me the deal.
I'm just trying to say they have the power to do it if they are so inclined.
Or if the store policy is that way. Yeah. You know, if the store makes it clear. By the way, the other thing that the Consumer World pointed out was they don't really make it clear in many cases, especially in the circular, how you use these ads, what it means when it says digital only. Again, that's another kind of whole issue about, are you really explaining to your customers how you use these things? I think it's an issue that's going to start to percolate. We may hear more about it as we go, because the digital divide is going to be a big deal as we move forward to the, the digital's happening, but we got to not leave too many people behind.
And, you know, reading your article earlier today, and I was thinking of, you know, for me, my experiences when things change and my hesitancy to trust it, you know, whether or not it's a smartphone or whatever or an app. I remember, you know, maybe the first time I was called upon to actually pay for something over the internet. And I'm like, wait a minute. How can I trust this? I'm sending my info out to where? Just an example. All right. 724 at 720 WGN. Let's get to the other end of the demographic spectrum. We go from senior citizens to kids and identity theft.
So we always think about identity theft being an adult problem, and in most cases it is. But we reported that Children are becoming victims as well. About 1.4 million kids in this country become victims of identity theft every year. That's 1 in 50 because they're a really ripe target for the criminals. They have a social security number. They don't have credit cards or assets or anything like that. But they have a nice, clean, government-issued social security number that the scam artists can steal. And quite frankly, with all the breaches there have been in the last couple of years, every parent listening should assume your kid's social security number is already floating around out there somewhere. By the way, yours is also, parents, so you should listen to this advice about freezing your credit files. But the information's out there. They take that number, so they get a little baby Landecker's social security number, and then what they do is they add maybe a different name. They don't have to. A different address and a different date of birth, so you're now not a minor anymore. And then they go out and open a bunch of credit cards and charge a couple of things, start a credit file. When they get them up a pretty good credit limit, they decide to bust them out. They charge a whole bunch of things, don't pay the bill, and the collection notices come, but you little baby Landecker or mom and dad don't get the notices because it's got the bad guy's address on it, so it comes to them. When you, little baby Landecker, grow up and decide you want to go to college or get your first credit card or buy a car, they check your credit file, and all of a sudden it's like, what have you been doing, John R.? You've been running up all these bills, and you're a deadbeat and not doing anything, and it's going to take you and your parents a long time to undo this damage. That's what's going on. The only really good way to prevent this from happening, and the whole point of this story, is for parents to now go in and freeze your kids' credit files at each of the three bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. By freezing or locking that credit file, if the criminals get a hold of your child's Social Security number and try to do something with it, let's say they try to open a cell phone account or a cable account or get a credit card or take out a loan, the company's going to do a credit check. The file is frozen. It's going to say, sorry, application denied. They won't be able to do that. It won't stop all identity theft, but it's the only thing you can proactively do to stop a good portion of identity theft. And the only way the file can be opened once it's frozen is with the PIN or the password that you, the parent, created for the child. All parents listening, everybody listening should do this as well, because it's the only way to protect yourself from these bad guys. Your information, trust me, is floating around on the dark web being bought and sold. If you haven't been victimized yet, John, the truth is it's only because they got so many numbers they haven't gotten around to using yours yet. It's really simple. It's quick for parents. It takes a little bit more work, but it's worth the time. And on this article that we have on checkbook.org, and it's easy to find on my website, too. It's right on consumerman.com. I have the links directly to the places where you, the parent, can do all the paperwork to apply for this freeze for your kids at Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. It is really a problem that parents need to take seriously.
I got a quick question, John. Do you mind?
Sure.
No.
About
2 minutes.
It's the news guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
is the battle over who owns my information? Is that battle already done, or do you see?
Are you talking about this, like the supermarket thing? Is that what you're going back to?
No, just on a very general basis. Is that battle over, or might the Congress eventually get its head out of a place where the sun normally doesn't penetrate and figure out that, you know what, my data should be able to control who gets to access my data?
There hasn't even been a battle. So I guess we've all lost because there hasn't been a battle. In Europe, it's your data. You get to control it. You get to decide they can collect it. You get to decide how they use it. You can get to decide you want them to erase it. In America, we have gotten the paradigm that we get all this stuff for free, and you get all my information, and you monetize my information and use it to sell me, and I'm happy that I got all these services for free. That's where we are in America.
Yeah. Thanks for being with us. We'll do it again soon. Herb Weisbaum, a.k.a. The Consumer Man, contributing editor at checkbook.org and host of their Consumerpedia podcast. I'm hanging out with the smart people.